Members of Syracuse area environmental groups gathered this week to oppose the Keystone XL pipeline. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, activists say a recent report shows just what kind of impact the pipeline would have on the environment.
For Jeff Wright of Syracuse, this is the worst kind of pipeline because it forces oil companies to use more energy to turn the thick tar sands of Canada into oil.
I'm not a big fan of pipelines, but this particular pipeline will increase the destruction that they're doing in Canada, and they're pushing down into the United States for tar sands to try to get every squeeze, every single last drop of oil and fossil fuel out of Mother Earth before they decide, okay, we've destroyed her enough, now we'll turn to renewables.
Keystone XL is a pipeline that would transport crude oil extracted from tar sands in Alberta, Canada, to refineries in the U.S. Activists are asking President Obama to reject the plan in the wake of a final environmental impact statement released last week. A vigil in Syracuse was part of a nationwide campaign to try to stop the pipeline. Syracuse protester Sandy Porter says this pipeline will have a major impact on the environment and global warming.
It's been put in the report that was released, the environmental impact report, that it'd be the equivalent of adding 5.7 million more cars on the roads in the United States.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.